Today's Lanyap, a little bit of something extra from Forgotten Classics, comes from Farm City, The Education of an Urban Farmer by Novella Carpenter. This is an absolutely delightful book about a woman who decided she was going to have her own farm in the middle of what she calls her urban ghetto. She lives in Oakland, California. And part of town that might frighten a lot of us, but that leaves her free to use a lot next door to raise a lot of food, including chickens, turkeys, and more. The thing I love about this book is her attitude is not that which one sees so often these days in food writing of extreme judgment of society. For something not being sustainable, for using too many carbon footprints, for not being organic, whatever. She is really just interested in this as her own thing. And that is never more exemplified than the part of the book where she decides she's going to live for a certain time period only in what she raises herself. She doesn't ask her boyfriend to do it. She doesn't care that he's eating regular food while she's practically starving sometimes. This is about her and not about judging everyone else. And it is a simply delightful book and a wonderful look at what it takes to really be a farmer, even on a very small scale. I'm going to read you the section that made me perk my ears up, so to speak, and notice that this was not the usual sort of book. Because this lady also understands something that a lot of other food writers don't. She understands nature. And after I read this, I devoured the book. Before that, I was ho-hum. Here we go. I didn't always call this place a farm. That didn't happen. Till the spring of 2005, when a very special package was delivered to my apartment and changed everything. I remember standing on my deck waiting for it. While scanning the horizon for the postal jeep, I checked the health of my bee colony. Honeybees buzzed in and out of the hive, their hind legs loaded down with yellow pollen. I caught a whiff of their honeymaking on the breeze, mixed with the exhaust from the nearby freeway. I could see the highway heavy with traffic from the deck. I noticed that three bees had fallen into a watering can. As their wings sent out desperate ripples along the water, I broke off a twig from a potted star jasmine and offered it to the drowning insects. One bee clambered onto the stick and held on as I transported her to the top of the hive. The next bee did the same. She held fast to the twig like a passenger gone overboard, clutching a lifesaver. Safe atop the hive, the two soggy bees opened their wings to the morning sunlight. Once dry and warm, they would be able to fly again. Just to see what would happen, I lifted the final rescuee to the entrance of the hive instead of the top. A guard bee stomped out from the dark recesses of the brood box. There's always one on vigil for disturbances, armed and ready to sting. As the guard bee got closer to the wet one, I braced myself for a brutal natural history lesson. The waterlogged bee started to right herself as she waved a soggy antenna. Another guard bee joined the first, and together they probed the wet bee. She couldn't have smelled of their hive any more, which is how most bees recognize one another. Nonetheless, the guards began to lick her dry. It was when she mentioned a brutal natural history lesson that I knew she understood it. My parents had a gentleman farm sort of situation, which was actually a hobby when I was a kid. My father worked in Kansas City, which was about a 20-minute commute on the tollway. And my mother, you know, was a mother at home, which meant she had a lot of spare time once we got older and into school. So they had a giant garden. We had ducks, turkeys, pigs, chickens. And what we learned very quickly is that nature is not kind. We already knew that in a sense because my mother just loves the natural world. But it illustrated it in ways we never could have expected. And this little story was surprising not only for the bee's reaction, but for her understanding that it probably wasn't going to go well. I highly recommend this book. It is wonderful. Till next time.